eternal day.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
It's all Jesus Christ. He reveals where things are. He protects you. He's the one you pray to and through in His name. And so we get this. So worship is a very, very, very deep thing. And He's saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Listen to this. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Not anyone else's holy name, Jesus' holy name. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's who you bless. That's who you worship. Amen. Amen. So why is He saying this? Look at verse 2. Bless the Lord once again, O my soul. Come on. You've got to pick this up today. O my soul, which is mind, will, emotions, conscious thinking, subconscious thinking. So He's telling you once again, bless the Lord. He's telling you to bless Him again with adulation. O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Where am I supposed to remember His benefits? In my soulish realm. I don't remember His benefits in my spirit realm because that knows everything because Jesus is there. The Holy Spirit is there. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So my spirit knows this is all available. He wants my soulish realm to catch up with the spirit realm. Amen. And then He wants the body, the flesh realm, to catch up with the soulish realm. So this is the way it works, is the spirit worships God and tries to encourage the soul to worship God, which encourages the body to worship God. We're supposed to be in unison and unity and worship God completely. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God is telling you, don't forget all the benefits to salvation. Amen. There are benefits. We've spoken about this I don't know how many times. And so there are great benefits, and He's saying, don't forget them. When do I need to remember them? All the time. Why? Because when sickness tries to come, one of the benefits. When not having enough and want are coming, what I have to remember there? He supplies everything I need. When it looks like defeat is on the horizon, what I have to remember? He causes all of us to triumph all the time in Christ Jesus. He says, forget not the benefits. Forget not the benefits. And the greatest benefit is I am a child of God. Put your hand on your heart. You at home do the same. Say, put your other hand in the air and say, I am a child of God. The benefits that go with that. Listen, the benefits for my children, they've got benefits being my son and my daughter. They can walk into my house anytime. They can go into the room anytime. They can open the fridge anytime. They can ask me to use the car anytime. They can ask me for money anytime. All that I have are benefits for them. They have certain benefits, and same with your children. They have certain benefits by being your child. Now, people that are not my child, their friends will have benefits, but not the same benefits as the child. Amen. Come on. Amen. So He says, don't forget the benefits. Why would God tell you remember the benefits? Because He knows we forget them. And the first thing we say is, oh, I'm broke. Oh, you forgot the benefit. Come on, you've got to consider what I'm saying today, because we very quickly and easily slip into the other side. Amen. And we stop talking the language of redemption, and we talk the language of the curse. way too often, more than you think. That's why I said, are my thoughts the best way I'm thinking? You need to write that down. You need to check it out. You need to check yourself. Amen. And then, so he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, once again, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then he tells you something of his benefits. Number three, verse three. God, who forgives all your iniquities. He forgives all your sins, all your iniquities. Wow. You know, that's just an amazing thing, that every one of my sins have been forgiven. That's powerful stuff. Every sin. What about the sin tomorrow? Tomorrow's sin. Forgiven. Come on. Because he's forgiven all my iniquities. Doesn't mean some. It means all. Total sum. Sum total. It's all. He's forgiven all of my iniquities. Wow. That's powerful. That is really powerful. And I'm just trying to see, where is the one psalm? I think it's 107. Psalm 107. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed my iniquities from me. He casts him into the sea of forgetfulness. He forgives and gets rid of it. He doesn't remember it. Problem is, we go for forgiveness and remember it, which brings guilt, which brings dis-ease, which is the absence of peace, which is an opening for a cascade into the physiological body, from the psychological body to the physiological body, because of dis-ease. And people are getting sick because of guilt and condemnation. Remember, stress is the number one killer in the world. Stress is the number one killer in the world. Not heart attack. It brings heart attacks. Stress and pressure, being at dis-ease. Amen. So he says, now watch it. He forgives all your iniquities. Get over it. Get over it and say, I am forgiven. You've got to get into that position. I am a child of God. I am forgiven. And when I mess up, just say, Father, sorry. Just the blood cleanse me. Let's move forward. Forget it. Get it out of your life as though it never happened. Or else you will be held back. The devil will use that on you. Man, he'll come to you and he'll tell you things like, when you call yourself a Christian, you say you're a son of God, a child of God, a daughter, and you this. And even sickness in a person's body, he'll cause you to doubt so much by saying, and you're a Christian, you can't even get healed. Why aren't you healed when they get healed? And God's not healing, and he'll just bring so much confusion, which brings more stress, which brings more pressure, which releases more toxic stuff into your body, which releases more emotional attacks that you will attack people with, because you're in a position of fight or flight. Amen. You're not at ease. And if you're not at ease, you're in a mode of fight or flight. Amen. And you don't want to be there. And too many of us are there. So now watch it. He forgives all your iniquities, and he what? He heals all your diseases. All. Not he forgives some of your iniquities, and he forgives, or he heals some of your diseases. He's forgiven all your sin, all your wrongdoing, all your iniquities. Every single one have been completely taken out of your life, removed and cast into the sea of forgetfulness. And now he says the same thing with sickness. I've removed that too. I've healed you from all your disease. Now remember, we said earlier that, oh yeah, we'll jump up. I'm saved. Oh yeah, I am saved. Because we programmed from everywhere, everyone, altar calls, every time we go into a church, we hear about the saving, hopefully saving grace of Jesus Christ. Amen? But how often do you hear about all your diseases are healed? Every sickness that'll ever try to get on your life, you're healed from. You see, so you really, the real you, the real person that you are, is a healed person. And now watch here. This takes it a little bit deeper. When you say, I know God's going to heal me. Or I know the money's coming. Even this. People say that. Christians, I know the money's coming. I've prayed. I know it's coming. What you've just done there is acknowledge there's no money. This is deeper. Listen to what I'm saying now. When you say, I know my marriage is going to work out, you've just acknowledged you've got a problem in your marriage. This is subtle. The devil uses subtlety and he uses deception. I know I was prayed for, the healing's on its way. You're acknowledging that the healing's not there. You've got to get into a position of it's finished. It's done. Like salvation. You don't say, I know I'm going to be saved. I know salvation's coming. You say, I'm saved. Amen. Try it. Say, I'm saved. Say it like you mean it. I am saved. Now say, I'm healed. So why would we say, I am prosperous? You see? Now, why would we say the money's coming if I'm already prosperous? That's acknowledging I don't have the money, which puts me in a place of dis-ease. Again, why? Because I don't have the money, so I've got to do something to get it. And if I'm working to get something, I'm not at peace. And Jesus said, enter into my rest. And you enter into his rest by acknowledging, I've got it all. It's done. He forgives all my iniquities and he heals all of my diseases. It's done. I don't have to battle for it. It's done. That's who I am. I'm saved and I'm healed. That's it. Why would I want to go against it? Why would I want to argue about it? Why do I want to fight about it? It's a done deal. Amen. Snap. If you're playing cards, you get two the same. Remember Snap? Did you have that in this country? Oh, we had a game called Snap. And you each get half the deck of cards shuffled up. And then you put one down with the one up. And then they put the other one down on top of it quick with it up. No one knows what it is because it's face down. And you put it down and you keep going fast until you get two the same. Like you get a king and a king. Snap. And the first person who calls Snap gets the cards. Right? Well, that's what you got with God. Snap. Done. Healed. Set free. So this is what you got to do. Snap. The devil comes and says you're not healed. Snap. He tries to tell you that you're broke. Snap. You got to have memory pegs there. That's why I said forget not. Forget not. In other words, don't forget. Forget not all his benefits. Don't forget what I've provided for you. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is provided for you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. Listen to God's word, verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, says he is the one who forgives all your sins, the one who heals all of your diseases. It's done. It's not up to you, it's up to him. Salvation is not up to you, it's up to him. All I've got to do is receive it.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet